time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer, and we get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Deborah Heller is on the phone from Spring Mills, Pennsylvania. Deborah, welcome.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Great to have you. And Deborah, I know this is a big moment. It's your moment on the air playing the Piano Puzzler. How did you get ready for this?
Well, I've got to tell you, I made a list of all the composers I could think of. And since I signed up for this, I've been listening to the radio and trying to guess what composer I was listening to. And then I'd listen to who it was, and I'd get it. It was very exciting. And if I didn't get it, I'd make some notes like, okay, that was kind of like Bach, but a little more melodic, you know?
So it really has changed the way you listen to music and pay attention to music.
Oh, completely. Completely. I have to thank both of you so much. My listening has completely changed for classical music.
Well, let's see if you still thank us in about 3 minutes from now. Because Bruce is going to play the Piano Puzzler, and then it'll be up to you to name the hidden tune and, if you can, the composer whose style Bruce is imitating from your list of composers.
I'll do my best.
Okay. Well, I don't know what's coming either, Deborah, so if you happen to get stuck on one or the other, we can brainstorm on this together, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Deborah, what did you hear in that Piano Puzzler?
Really interesting. A composer came to me before the melody.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if it's the right one, but I'm thinking Debussy.
You are right. I'm excited. You really have learned to listen very well.
Yeah.
That's great.
Claude Debussy, the great French Impressionist composer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very much like Impressionist paintings.
Yeah.
And, boy, that melody was tricky, and I may be completely off, but I thought I heard the days of wine and roses.
Well, that's not the tune that's there, but there is a little overlap. That's interesting.
Well, can I...
Yeah, you can hear it again. I'll skip the first measure, in which the tune does not appear, and I'll play two or three phrases, because I think you'll hear it more than once in there.
Okay.
Thank you.
well, now I'm getting Danny Boy.
you're actually getting closer.
I knew this was going to happen.
It is a folk song. You know, I am so glad you got Debussy, because that's the part that is the most, that takes the most musical understanding. The rest, either you get it or you don't. You know, the tune either pops into your head or it doesn't.
Help, Fred.
There's one phrase that I'm hearing that calls to mind, me and my true love will never meet again.
Loch Lomond.
No, it's not Loch Lomond. I think, Fred, you got this. You do know what song it is somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, well, I was thinking Loch Lomond, too.
Oh, well, no, but the thing is, I thought Fred was making one of his jokes because those words have two of the words of the title of this other song in
them. Oh, my goodness.
That is totally strange, but that's how the brain works. So it's a folk song. It's modal, and it overlaps with many other folk songs for that reason, you know.
Is it an American folk song?
It is an American folk song.
Uh-huh. Am I true?
You guys know it in the booth? They do. They know it in the booth,
They know
Fred.
It in the booth? Yeah. All right, this is really... I'm going to be disowned by my mom.
No, actually, I have to tell you, I'm always much happier if you have to get one of the things. It's the composer's style. That's the main thing.
I'm pretty sure I've never heard that song before.
I'll play it straight. How's that? Black, black, black. Do you know this?
Is the color of my true love's hair.
Is the color of my true love's hair. Her lips are something rosy fair. And then, of course, that's the Debussy chord.
That's right.
And it really does end. And sometimes people put that in there.
Well, congratulations on picking one of the few folk songs I may have heard once in my life.
Oh, that's so funny.
Well, you family's going to be odd.
Yeah, well, this always happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Deborah,
wonderful.
You named the composer.
Yeah, I got
yeah,
that.
Yeah, really, that's the main thing.
And that's really the heart of the Piano Puzzler anyway.
That is why we do this.
I've had so much fun. And the most important thing, I think, is the transformation for listening to classical music and how this just shifted my whole awareness. And I am so grateful to you and the whole public radio system. I mean, it's just really, I wouldn't have had that without you guys. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you to say. And thanks for sharing that with us. And thanks for playing the Piano Puzzler this week.
Well, thank you.
For playing the Piano Puzzler, Deborah, we'll send you a recording of a classic Piano Puzzler and also an autographed copy of the score to that classic Piano Puzzler signed by Bruce Adolph himself.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Deborah, what's your public radio station?
It's WPSU in State College.
Deborah Heller from Spring Mills, Pennsylvania. Thanks for playing the Puzzler this week.
Well, thanks for having me.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.